Saturday marks the 50th anniversary of the founding of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. The organization was created by two students at Merritt College in Oakland, Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale, who decried police brutality and economic exploitation. The group came to be known simply as the Black Panthers and included more than 5,000 members across the country at its peak. Beret-wearing Panthers drew media attention for legally carrying weapons openly in shows of force against authority, even on the floor of the California State Legislature. They organized health clinics and started a popular program providing free breakfasts for kids. We wanted to take the opportunity today to remember some of the legacy of the Black Panthers. To start, we've partnered with the audio tour company Detour to bring you to the streets of Oakland, where Newton and Seale started the party. We'll join Oakland resident Davin Anthony Thompson, also known as Doodat, at the corner of Market and 54th near MLK, to get a sense of what it was like back when the Black Panthers were an active part of the civil rights movement.
You see that intersection up ahead? It's pretty crazy at rush hour these days. But back in 1967, there wasn't a stoplight, and it was way worse. A couple of kids from Santa Fe Elementary were struck and killed by cars that spring. The community got a petition going and demanded to have a stoplight installed. The city said they'd get around to it. Well, some people didn't take kindly to that. They decided to take matters into their own hands. So one day, the school bell rang. These kids were booking up the block, weaving around these signposts, hopping off these walls, and they come face to face with the baddest crossing guards they had ever seen. Imagine this scene. Honking cars backed up in every direction, neighbors out on their porches, police cars pulled up on sidewalks, red-faced cops staring in disbelief. What did those cops see? Young Black men in leather jackets with crooked berets, carrying shotguns, escorting elementary school children across the street. These hip, strapped-up crossing guards were the Black Panthers. Black guys with shotguns directing traffic. That's crazy, right? Well, maybe. But in 1967, it was also legal in California. Huey P. Newton was a law student. He actually carried law books around with him. So when the police confronted the Panthers at this intersection, Newton would prove their actions were legal by quoting the law to the officers.
We are operating well within our rights. Now back the f*** up.
And what do you know? The city got that stoplight installed ahead of schedule. Huey Newton worked here as a community organizer with a guy named Bobby Seale. They'd been a part of all kinds of progressive organizations, but they were always disappointed. The intellectuals weren't from the street, and the activists didn't see the bigger picture. So Huey and Bobby formed their own group right here at their day jobs. They used the center's library to write a founding manifesto. They called it their 10-point program. Now imagine Bobby bringing a copy of the party's program down the stairs and out to this pole. Fresh ink, damp on the sheet. Imagine him nailing it to this pole in full view of the intersection where those kids had got killed. This is how the Black Panthers started. They were going to change the world. Here's Bobby laying down those 10 points.
One, we want freedom. We want power to determine the destiny of our own Black communities. Two, we want full employment for our people. Three, we want decent housing fit for shelter of human beings. Four, we want an end to the robbery.
Merritt was where Newton, Seale, and some of the other Black Panthers learned up on Black intellectuals. It was also where they started their community organizing. Now, in 1967, the street wasn't called MLK yet. It was Grove Street. And this was Merritt College's Grove Street campus. There weren't any BART tracks here either. BART came along in 1972. When Oakland's tracks were built, the city bulldozed hundreds of homes, most of them belonging to African-American families. And who was it that put up the displaced families? Who fought in the courts to get them relocation expenses? Yeah, the Panthers.
That's Davin A. Thompson, or Do Dat, in excerpts from the Oakland-based audio tour about the Black Panthers. It's been repurposed with permission from Detour. You can take the extended tour yourself, right where the Black Panthers once walked. It's downloadable on your phone. Find out how at klw.org. Click Cross Currents.